Wonderful to see everybody out this morning. It's always a great and wonderful blessing to be able to have this opportunity to come out and study God's Word. Hope that everybody is doing well. Hope everybody is uplifted as we've been able to come together to sing these songs, to worship, to go through a class, and to try to strengthen our fellowship and our unity with one another. This morning I decided it'd be a good time to remind one another that we can understand God's Word. It's always important to know that we can understand what it is that God has given to us. That as we study through the Scriptures, and we have so many prophecies throughout the Scripture, and so many things that we wish were spelled out a little bit further for us and given more direction, just straight on yes and no, the Bible can be understood. So I just want to take some time this morning to go through and point out how we know that we can understand God's Word. And first, I just want to start off in the beginning and look that God has always spoken to us and that we've always been able to understand what it is He's trying to give to us. And to start off, just reading Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. And I know we'll come to this verse again throughout the lesson, but it says, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days has spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. And so, as we look and search the Scriptures here, we see that God has spoken to us in a variety of ways. In the beginning, we see that God spoke to Adam and Eve. He spoke to them in the beginning in the garden in Genesis 2 and in verse 16 here. He says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, you shall not eat. For in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And God is speaking to Adam there, and as we read the context of the Scriptures here. And then, of course, Adam ends up getting a deep sleep. And then God creates woman, creates Eve. But in chapter 3, when Eve is questioned by the serpent, questioned by the tempter, Satan, she's able to answer this. She's able to say exactly what God has instructed them not to do. And so Eve understood. She was explaining. And so as we read here, Genesis chapter 3, go ahead and start in verse 1. It says, now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any of the tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And so when she was questioned here, she was able to go directly and answer that question. She was able to go forth and explain to me. She says, we can eat of everything but this one and not even touch it, lest we die. Now we know the serpent was more crafty. Satan was very well at his temptation. He ends up lying and deceiving Eve in the temptation that he put in front of her. But I believe she understood the instructions, the command that God had gave her. And as you continue throughout the Old Testament, we see the law of Moses that is given. That they understood it's something that was commanded to be understood. It wasn't something that is just for those who can understand it. Exodus 24 and in verse 7, it says, then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. Here he brings out that they opened up it, and they read it, and they said, we will obey. But if they didn't understand it, it'd be more like, well, what does that mean? Well, where are you going with this? But here they read it to them, and all the people said, we will do and obey what the Lord has said. In Deuteronomy in chapter 17, if you turn along with me there, Deuteronomy 17 and verse 19. Deuteronomy 17 and verse 19. It says, and it shall be with him
and he shall read it in all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God by keeping all the words of the law and these statutes and doing them, that his heart may not be lifted up above his brother, and that he may not turn aside from the commandment either to the right hand or to the left, so that he may continue along in his kingdom, he and his children in Israel. And so again, here it brings out that you will read it, one's going to read it, and what? And learn, and understand, and keep the commandments of God. And so when God gives us commandments, he doesn't give us commandments that we cannot understand. He gives us commandments that he expects us to obey. So therefore, we can understand the word of God in Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8 and in verse 2. And now I knew I was coming here, so I kept my Bible marked there. Because it's not one I turn to all the time, and maybe it took me longer. But Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 2. It says, so Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard. On the first day of the seventh month, and he read from its facing to the square before the way gate from early morning until midday in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Again, here they brought the men, and then they brought the women, and then it says they brought all who could understand. Stand. So everybody that was of that age that could understand what was being read.
So again, they probably went about making that judgment call, looking at the age appropriate and how smart certain kids were. And so those who could understand.
We can understand the words of God. The Bible that God has given to us, that he has gifted to us, is to be understood. When Jesus went forth and taught, when he was questioned about some things, questioned about marriage, divorce, or questioned about things throughout the scriptures, this is some of the answers he had there. Have you not read what is written in the law? And he pointed back to them. This is something, when they come and question me, it's more of that point of, shouldn't you know the answer yourself? Isn't this something you have read and should understand by this time in your life? Of studying the law and knowing right from wrong, being able to rightly divide the word of truth? And so Jesus said, haven't you read? Haven't you studied? Don't you know the way that God created you? Jesus kind of just throws it back on them, is that you're supposed to understand this. You're supposed to have studied this. You're supposed to have understood these things. They can understand the law of Moses.
And again, that's brought out in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, that in past times, God has spoken by the prophets in a variety of ways, but now speaks to us through his Son.
And understand, we can understand him also. We need to know that we're supposed to understand. We're supposed to be listening to the words of our Lord and Savior. Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17 and in verse 5. As it reads here, it says, he was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Again, there's no point of God speaking to him and saying, listen to my Son, if we're not able to understand what it is he's speaking, what it is that he is teaching. We're supposed to be listening. We're supposed to be opening up the Bible and searching the scripture so that we know what we're supposed to be doing. In Matthew 28, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20 says, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Again, observe all things that I have commanded you. how can one do that if we go forth in the claim of, well, it's just something that we can't understand? That it's just something that we just have to let go. Only those certain people that are blessed, that God has gifted, can understand these things. Understand, we must search the scriptures to learn so that we can understand what they are. What they are trying to point us to. What it is God desires us to be doing. Because in John 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if we cannot understand right from wrong, we can't understand what we are supposed to be doing, then how can we keep his commandments? If we can't understand the things that we're supposed to cast off and to stay away from, to repent from, then how can we fulfill this command in keeping his commandments? We must understand. We have to understand the Word of God. So therefore, we need to open up our Bibles and search it daily, continuously seeking and searching to make sure we know right from wrong. 2 Timothy 2 and in verse 15. 2 Timothy 2 and in verse 15, as it reads here, it says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handing the word of truth. And so, whether your translation says study to show thyself approved, or to be diligent to show thyself approved, or here, to do your best to study, to understand, to be able to what? Correctly handle the word of God, to rightly divide the word of truth. To know when someone is teaching, we can be those who are testing the spirits that 1 John 4, 1 tells us to do. And we're able to say, that don't sound correct because here's what the Word of God says. Because we can understand the truth. Because we're commanded to understand the words of God. In Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and turn along with me there and reading verse 15. It says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Again, it is a command that we understand the words of God. We are commanded to walk wisely upon this earth. Again, here in Ephesians, going to chapter 3, and in verse 1. It says, for this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of your Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it now has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And so Paul makes the point, it's not always been known, it's not always been there, but as it's been revealed to me, I have written it down, and as you read it, you may understand. That's why God sent the Holy Spirit to guide these men, to guide Paul to write these things so that we can have it, so that we can know right from wrong, so that we can understand the scriptures. It's something that we must have and we must continue to grow in. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 18, 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Something we must do. We must continue to grow in the grace of knowledge. Now, with that point that we can understand and that we must understand, I know and understand that not everything is going to be easy also. Sometimes it takes some digging. Sometimes it takes some true hard work. And that's why I believe when Jesus said, this is the command of God, this is the work of God, is that you believe. Because faith comes by hearing. Sometimes it takes some hard studying to learn what it is we're supposed to be doing, to understand what the commands are, what is being taught in some of the scriptures. Not everything is going to be easy. In Hebrews chapter 5,
In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 it says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk and not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have the powers of discernment, trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go to the maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God." So here it brings out that there is a point of teaching the things that we consider elementary teachings, things that are considered like milk to a baby, the things that we should be first learning as we obey the gospel, or as we're haven't even obeyed the gospel yet, that we're teaching to people things that are necessary in order to be saved. And as we obey and we learn more, we're supposed to grow from that point to the harder things that are harder to understand, to continue to add to that faith, to continue to grow and mature as a child of God. Not everything's going to be easy. Sometimes it takes great amount of study and asking questions to others and looking up and rereading time and again. It takes more time. Going back to Nehemiah chapter 8 again, Nehemiah chapter 8, as they had opened it up, they brought the men and they brought the women, all who could understand what was being read. But then in verse 7, I'm going to mispronounce a bunch of names here for you. It says, "Also, Jeshabana, Sherebiah, Jamin, Ekab, Shemeth, Hobath, Messiah, Keltah." We're going to jump halfway through those verses. And it says, "Help the people to understand the law." These people here that they list, these Levites, "Help the people to understand the law. While the people remained in their places, they read from a book from the law of God clearly, and they gave sense so that the people understood the reading." And so they all gather together, they open up the book, they start reading it, and they all start listening, they start understanding, but then they go out individually to actually further explain, further teach, further read and study, so that they make sure that what is being read is understood. Because again, it's not always just as soon as you hear something, it's picked up and you grasp exactly what it's saying. It takes further study to do so. John chapter 20. John chapter 20. I believe an excellent example as we look to the apostles. That all the time that they spent with the Lord, that there are still certain things that they did not understand until it's like you have a few different situations where it's like, oh, they're with the light bulb. They finally picked up on it now. In John 20, verse 8, it says, "Then the other disciples who had reached the tomb first also went in and saw and believed." Here it says that they finally got to the tomb. These are people who walked with our Lord. And they get to the tomb and he's not there. And now they finally believe. Because in verse 9 it says, "For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead." They did not understand it. And then as you can go to Acts chapter 1 and see as they're with our Lord and Savior before he ascends up into heaven, that they're still asking about the physical kingdom of God. "Is it now that you will establish your kingdom?" They didn't quite understand everything yet. And we go back and see that when Jesus taught in parables, he taught in parables because there are certain, to make sure those who want to learn also, they will understand, they will hear it, and they will obey it. They will search to find the truth. That's what it comes down to, is those who don't end up understanding truly don't have the desire or want to learn. They have other desires and wants. In Acts chapter 28, if you will. Acts chapter 28, verse 25. Says here, "And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul and made one statement. The Holy Spirit was writing, saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet."
Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand. And you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull. And with their ears they can barely hear, and with their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. They simply did not want to see or hear the truth. And so we have to be ones who are truly seeking it. Where our Lord says, those who seek shall find, those who ask it shall be given, those who knock at the door, He is ready to open it. So if you desire to understand the Word of God, you simply have to be willing to pray to God and ask for His guidance, ask for His wisdom, seek it out, study the Scriptures, and ask your brothers and sisters in Christ to help you understand. We can understand the words of God. I don't want to leave with extending the invitation. If you're here and you know what you need to do in order to be saved, you realize that you need to make that confession and be baptized because you have faith in our God, in our Lord and Savior. And you're ready to put that sin behind you. And we encourage you to do that this morning to obey the Word of God. If you're here in the need for His congregation, if there's anything we do, let it be known. Stand.
Jesus was free.